Okay, we're holding in Pesachim Daf Pei Dalet at the Mishnah. Kol hane'echal b'shor hagadol ye'echal b'gedi harach v'roshe chnafayim v'haschusim. Right? So anything that we deem edible, and there are certain implications by deeming part of an animal edible that we're going to see, anything that we deem edible by a shor hagadol, by a big ox, the similar body part of a small goat, we also consider edible. And that includes the ends of the shoulders and the cartilage, even though there are substantial differences between the degree to which the ends of the shoulders and the cartilage are edible in either animal respectively, still we treat them as the same thing. Okay, come on. Rabba Rami. So Rabba posed the following contradiction between two sources. Tanan the Mishnah kol ha'nechal b'shor ha'gadol ye'echal b'gidi ha'rach. V'she'en ha'nechal lo. Right? So on the one hand, we see that anything that is edible in one is edible in the other, and what's not edible in one is not edible in the other, aim a seifa. But look at the seifa of that very Mishnah. Roshe chnafayim aschusim. When it comes to the when it comes to the ends of the shoulders and the cartilage, v'ha'hani lo mit'achli b'shor ha'gadol. Right? But these are not edible in a shor hagadol. So how are we saying that the ends of the shoulder and the cartilage are considered edible in the small kid? They're not edible in a large ox, and based on the rule that the Mishnah just established, we should not consider them edible even in a small kid. El Tanaihi, rather, must be, according to Rabbah, a Tanaihi dispute that we're seeing here. V'hachi katan, and this is how the Mishnah should read. Kol hane'echal b'shor hagadol ye'achel b'gedi harach. V'she'enu ne'echal lo. V'yesh omrim afro she'chnafayim v'askusim. Anything that is deemed edible in a large ox is deemed edible in a small goat. That is one shita, right? And what is not edible in one is not edible in the other. And according to a yesh omrim, we even consider the ends of the shoulders and the cartilage of the small goat to be edible, even though it's not edible in an ox. Rava amar mahen katani. So Rava says, no. We just taught the Mishnah. The Mishnah employed the following device, a mahen. Right? What is the device of a mahen? The device of a mahen is to say that we taught a principle, and then we said, what is, what are the things that we're mentioning in this general rule? V'hachiktani. And this is how the Mishnah should read. Anything that can be eaten, if cooked a very large amount in a big ox, is considered edible in a small kid, even if those aspects are. Even if those body parts are only cooked for a small amount of time when it comes to a kid. Now, what are those things which, by an ox, it needs a lot of cooking, and once it undergoes a lot of cooking, it's considered edible, but by a small goat, it can be considered edible even without a lot of cooking? That is the ends of the shoulders and the cartilage. Tanakh did the Rava, and there's a braita that accords with the teaching of Rava, with the shita of Rava. Kol hane'echal b'shor hagadol b'shlaka. So anything that can be edible when it comes to a large ox through extensive cooking, ye'echal b'gedi harach b'tzli, can be eaten by a small goat just by roasting the goat. Umahen, what are those things? Rosh ha'knafayim, v'askusim, v'gidin harach, and don kivaser. Right? Those are the shoulder ends, the cartilage, and the soft sinews, which we, as we said earlier, yesterday's daf, that it is considered like the meat itself. Itmar. It was stated, gidin shesofan lahaksho, d'Rabbi Yochanan amar, nimnin alein b'pesach. So, what if you have sinews that they'll ultimately become too hard to eat? Right now they're edible. So Rabbi Yochanan says, well then right now, you can, just by calling dibs on those, you consider part of the Korban Pesach. Meaning, to be part of a Korban Pesach, you have to have food to eat from the Korban Pesach. Right? You can't say, I'm part of the Korban Pesach, but I know that I'm not going to eat any of it because there's nothing left for me. Can't do that. And you can't say, I'm part of this Korban Pesach and I call dibs on the bones. You don't eat the bones. But what about the sinews that will become hard but are now edible? That works. Reish Lakish Amar, and Nimnilin B'Pesach. No, you may not, because at the end, they're going to be hard. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nimnilin Batar Hashtaz. And Rabbi Yochanan says that you get to, you can be a part of the Pesach because of the sinews, because we go after what's going on right now. Right now, they're edible. Reish Lakish Amar, and Nimnilin Batar Sofas. And Rabbi Yochanan says, we look at the end. At the end, they're not going to be edible, in which case, we don't consider them edible now. Eitav Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan, Shita Kolanech, Abishor Agadol Yech, Abig Diara. Right? Anything that can be eaten in a large ox can be eaten, is considered edible in a small goat. Umahin roshay knafay vasklusiv. What are those things that's being referenced to here? Those are the shoulder ends and the cartilage. Hanayim, aval gidin shesofan la'akshod lo. Meaning these are the things that we deem edible. However, the sinews that are going to become hard but are fit for eating now are not considered edible. Right? We taught the exceptions here. Right? We taught the things. If the gidin were considered edible, then we would have taught them here also. But we see here that the gidin are not considered edible. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan responded to him, Tana hane v'huadin hana. No, you're mistaking the function of the Mishnah. The Mishnah were not exhausting all the possibilities of things in a gdi that can be eaten even though they are not considered edible by a shor harach, by a shor hagadol. Rather, it was teaching you an example, and from the example you extract the rule to all other things. Hani mai taima, so what is the reason that these things are included and things that are considered edible? The hamit achli b'shura gadol b'shlaka. Because even though you can't eat them through roasting the big ox, if you cook them extensively, you can eat them. So we learn about the rule that anything that can be eaten, if you cook it extensively by a large ox, are considered edible through any form of cooking of a small goat. So it wasn't to say that exclusively the shoulder ends and the cartilage, but it was just teaching us a rule. I'm going to let Rabbi Yirmiyah or Rabbi Abi. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said the following to Rabbi Abi. Ki azalt lekame di Rabbi Abahu, ramila. When you go before Rabbi Abahu, pose the following contradiction to him. Mi amar Rabbi Yochanan, gidin shesofen la'akshod nimnin le'am besach. Does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that sinews that will become hard but are right now edible are fit to join a Korban Pesach? Alma batar hashta azlina, right? So clearly we follow the now, right? Clearly we follow what they are right now, edible. V'ha ba'amine Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. Or harosh shel egel arach. When it comes to the skin of the head of a young calf, mahu sheyitamen, is susceptible to tuma. V'amar le, amar lo, in mitamen. It's not susceptible to tuma. So clearly, we see that we go by the end, because if it's not susceptible to tuma, why would it not be susceptible to tuma? It's fit. It's ochel right now. Ochel is susceptible to tuma. Ah, but eventually, meaning right now it's ochel, but eventually that skin becomes very rough and it's not edible in any way. In which case, it seems like Rabbi Yochanan is going after the end of the process that's not going to be considered like food, and that's why it's not betame. Amar le di rama la ha lo chash lekimche says he said okay. So your contradiction is like someone who grinds wheat or who's grinding and he doesn't care what he's grinding. It's just an expression to say that you're posing a contradiction with shitas that seemingly don't exist. Right? Ha ha der be Rabbi Yochanan gabe der Reish Lakish. Because Rabbi Yochanan in fact redacted his opinion or took back his opinion and taught in favor of Reish Lakish. How do we know that? Amar le al tikniteni be Shebilshon Yachid Anishone Ota. Right, that Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish that Mishnah that I originally taught as being how we paskin, that we follow the now instead of the end. I actually teach that it's the Lashon Yachid, so even though I taught the Mishnah, it's really Adat Yachid, not how we follow. So so he went back on his Shita, and he went back on his Shita by the Egel Harach. Sorry, he went back on his Shita, not by our original statement, but went back on his Shita when it comes to the Egel Harach, and assumes that the Egel Harach is Netame. Okay, new Mishnah. Hashover et ha'etzem bepetzach ha'tohor. So if you break a bone in the Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach is tohor, right? It's Korban. Harezi lo karabai, you get 40 lashes, right? Also break the bones. Aval amotir b'tahor v'ashover b'tame in lo karabai. If you leave over the Korban, alternatively, if you break one of the, if you break a bone in a tame Korban Pesach, you don't get lashes. Bishlam motir betahor netanya velotir menuad boker venot menuad boker bakatuv liten ase charlotase lomarshein loke divri Yehuda. I understand why someone who leaves over the korban doesn't get lashes, because after saying the iser to leave it over, it says that if you do leave it over, you burn it. And whenever you have an ase that comes along to fix a lotase, you don't get lashes. It's lavalit nitak the ase, right? That if you can fix what you did wrong through following a mitzvah ase, you don't get lashes for it. Right, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo Min Hashem Muzet. That's not the reason. El Mishum Dehavale Lav Shein Bo Maaseh Vein Lo Kin Lav. Rather, it's because it's a Lav Shein Bo Maaseh. Right, it's a Lav. It's a Lotase that you're violating out of avoiding to do something. Meaning, you left it over. You didn't actively do something wrong. It's what you didn't do. All right, that's why you don't get lashes. El Shover Betamim Min Halan. But still, why don't you get lashes for actively breaking the bones? The Amar Grav Etzel Lo Tish Beru Vo Vo Bekasher Velo Pasuk. Because the pasuk says Etzel Lo Tish Beru Vo Vo is a mute, right? It's limiting something. So it says Vo in it cannot be broken. What is in it as opposed to other things? The kosher korban as opposed to a pasuk korban. Interesting, because we just use the exact same word in the previous daf to suggest the opposite did. Tan Rabbanan the Etzel Lo Tish Beru Vo. So we learn the Braita Etzel Lo Tish Beru Vo. You can't break a point in it. Vo Bekasher Velo Pasuk, implying that only kosher korban pesach has the problem of breaking the bones, but not pasuk korban pesach. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says the following: Bavait echad yachel ve'etzel lo tish beru vo. Rabbi pointed out the full pasuk reads: you eat it in one house, and you cannot break the bones on it. Kol ha'ra'i la'achila yesh bo mishum shvirat etzem. She'ein ra'i la'achila, ein bo mishum shvirat etzem. The link between eating it in one home and not breaking the bones is to tell you that anything that's fit to eat is where the iser of breaking the bones applies, right? Because the pasuk starts by talking about eating the korban, and then it says that you can't break the bones, meaning only the korbans that you would eat, you can't break the bones of. So if it's not fit to eat, then the iser of breaking the bones doesn't apply. My binahu, what's an afkamina between the two? Meaning, lechora, they arrive at the same conclusion. You can't break the bones of a kosher korban pesach, when out of the pasuk korban pesach. What is an afkamina between the shitas? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, pesach haba betuma ika binahu. Right? When it comes to a Pesach that was brought in a state of Tumah, Milachatchila, that's what they're arguing. Levanda Amar Kasher, according to the one who says that the Isra, which only applies to valid Korban Pesach, hi Pasal, this is Pasal, it was brought in a state of Tumah, Levanda Amar Roi Lachila, hi Nami Roi Lachila. And the one who says it depends on whether it's fit to eat, well, you know, this is fit to eat, actually. Because if you're brought in a state of Tumah and you're also Tameh, then you can eat it. So that, according to Rebbe Shita, would say that the issue of breaking the bones still applies, because it's about whether it's fit to eat and not whether it's kosher korma. Rabbi Yosef Amar, okay, now we just have a lot of different shitas as to what exactly is the difference between the two. Rabbi Yosef Amar, ki hai gavna dechuli alma ein bo mishum shuvir etzem. No, in that particular case of korban brought in a state of Tumah, everyone agrees that there's no Eser of Shvirat Etzem. The Rabbi Akule Kati, because Rabbi was only coming to bring a Kula, right? That even if it's Tahor, but it's not fit to eat, there's still no Eser of Shvirat Etzem. Rabbi wasn't coming to bring Chumrah, that where it's Tameh, but fit to eat, that this should apply. V'ha hai pasalhu. Right, the high ha puzzle. This is puzzle. So Rebbe would say that the answer doesn't apply. Ella haitelo shadakosher v'nifsal ikumenai. Rather, the nafkamina between them is whether it had a time where it was kosher and then it became puzzle. That's the nafkamina between the two of them. Laman damar kosher ha kosher hu. Laman damar roi lachila ha hashda lav roi lachila. The one who says it goes by whether it's kosher, it's kosher. It's past the time. It's kosher korban. So it's deemed kosher. You have the answer of breaking the bones. However, the one who says it's fit to eat. Not fit to eat right now. So there's no issue in breaking the belt. So by Amar Kule Almaki Aigabna, Eimu Mishum Shveretz. I know everyone agrees in such a case, once the time has passed for it, it's not, there's no issue in breaking the bones. Hashna Mihata Apostle Hu, my time, huh? Why? What's the reason? Hashna Mihata Apostle Hu. Because right now, it's possible. Everyone agrees that. El Shveta Etzim Bod Yo Mikamanaihu. Rather, the machloket is, the nafkamina between them is breaking, the issue of breaking a bone, whether that applies on the 14th, before you can even eat, you brought the korban. You're going to eat it that night. Are you allowed to break the bones right now? Because you can't eat it yet. Lamanda Amar Kasher, Hakasher, Lamanda Amar Roi Lachila, Hashta Lav Barachilu. Right? But the one who says that it goes by whether it's Roi Lachila, it's not Roi Lachila, you can't eat it till the night. Meitivei challenged that position with the following. Rabbi Omer, Nimin al Moach Shebrosh. Right? You're allowed to be appointed to the Korban Pesach based on the marrow in the head. Vei Nimin al Moach Shebrosh. Kulit, and you cannot be appointed in the Korban Pesach based on the marrow of the thigh. Amoch Shabarosh, my time. Why can you be appointed in the Korban Pesach if you call dibs on the marrow of the head? Because you can remove it properly, right? I mean, you can get the marrow without breaking the bones. Now, if you thought you were allowed to break the bones during the daytime, kulit nami. You can also get the marrow out of the kulit, out of the thigh bone. Right? Just break the bones on the 14th, take out the marrow, and then eat it that night. Must be you can't break the bones on the 14th. According to your sheet, that means Shecha Nami Naiti Gumarta Venechut Ale Venikla, right? Because according to your sheet, I can ask the same question really even during nightfall, right? Because I can just take the bone, right, and put it over, you know, put a coal on it until it burns a hole, and then take the marrow. If I'm allowed to do that, I can find a way to do that even without breaking the bones. Vinapka lemoach today, right? And then I'll take the marrow, and then that's what I'll eat. The had Tanya, because it was taught in a Braita, that burning the bones or cutting the sinews in Mamushum Shivret Etzim doesn't constitute breaking the Etzim, right? So your challenge to the Shita based on I could have broken the bones on the 14th and taken the marrow and appointed on that, I can ask the same question by burning a hole in the marrow even at night. Right, so lichor, there's a different problem with your Shita. Elamai eat lichalameim, or rather, what do I need to understand is the real problem with doing so? Abaye Amar Mishum Pekka. So Abayish says that we do not allow you to do so. We don't allow you to burn a hole in the bone that night because we're concerned that you're going to come to crack the bone. Rava Amar Mishum Hesed Kochim. And Rava says that you're wasting part of a kochim. You're not allowed to waste part of the kodesh animal. Gamasi Lebi Adayim. You're actively destroying it. Dilma achil nura mimoch nidei, right? Because maybe the fire is going to burn up some of the cartilage of the marrow. Sorry, beodiyom nami, and so we say that during the daytime you also have a similar concern. Gzeira beodiyom atu b'shecha, because of gzeira, if we allow you to do it during the day, you're going to come to do this during nightfall. So we see that even if we see that it's lav davka, there's an isser of breaking the bones during the daytime because the isser of etzim lo tishbaru bo applies. Rather, we have a concern that if we allow you to do it during the daytime, you're going to come do it during the nighttime. So that's why that isser exists, and you can't bring a raya from that to the fact that there is no isser of breaking bones on the 14th. Okay, Rav Papa Amar Kol Ki Hai Gavna Kuli Ama Yesh Mishum Shver Etzim. Everything we've mentioned so far, in all those cases, the isser of Shver Etzim applies. My time out, why? Le'urta Michzei Lachila. Because at night it's going to be fit for eating. Rather, where is the machloket? Not in breaking the bones on the 14th. In a we're talking about a limb that was like dislocated a little bit. Manda amar kasher, the one who says it goes by a kasher, ha kasher kosher korban. Manda amar ra'ui la'achila, the one who says it's fit for eating, ha'lav barachilahu. This limb is not fit for eating, right? Kiritani is learned in a bright Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka Omer Eiver sheyatza miktato v'shivaro ein bo mishum shvira etzem, that there's no iser by breaking the limb by breaking the bone of a limb that protruded from the korban. Rav Sheshi Brei Rav Idi Amar Kolki Hai Gavna Dechuli Alma Ein Bo Mishum Shvira Etzem. No, in all those cases there is no problem of Shvira Etzem. The Hai Ever HaPasahu, because the limb is not valid. All right, so there's no issue there. Ela Shvira Etzem Bena Ika Benayu. Rather, here is the nafkamina between the two shitas of whether it's kosher or whether it's Rawi Lachila. What if you have a korban pesach that hasn't been roasted properly, right? It's good and rare, right? But it's got to be fully roasted. So what if you have such a korban? Well, in that case, mandam or kasher, ha kasheru. It's not that it's puzzle. right? You haven't done anything that passes the korban yet. You just haven't cooked it enough yet. Mandama roi lachila, hashta in roi lachila. But you know, it's not fit to eat because you can only eat it once it's fully roasted. You haven't done anything yet to make it possible. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Amar Kolki Hai Gavna Yesh Mishum Shur Etzin. In those cases, there is an issur of breaking the bone. My time, why? Da'achazi la'achila, because it is fit for eating. The meat be'ilei ba'achil, because you can just continue roasting it and then you can eat it. I mean, we're not going to consider it unfit for eating. It's not fit for eating yet, but it's still in the category of fit for eating. Ela shvirat ha'aliyah ikumenaihu. Rather, talking about breaking the tail, the fatty tail. The one who says that it goes by what's kosher, how kosher? Definitely kosher korban, right? Kosher korban has a tail. Right? The one who says that it goes by what you can eat, this is not fit for eating because the tail goes, the tail is not given out, the tail is not eaten by the people who bring in the korban, right? We have that famous story of the goy who asks for the tail, and then the kohanim realize that he's a goy. He's been tricking him all these years. Rav Ashi Amar Kolki Hai Gavna Vaday Ein Bo Mishum Shvirat Etzem. Right? Rav Ashi says in all these cases there is no problem of breaking the Shvirat Etzem. The Hav Vaday Ein Roel Achil Klal, because it's not fit for eating at all. Ela Eiver She'et, meaning it's not fit for eating at all. Right, and so there's no problem according to everyone with breaking the bones. Ela eva she'ein alav kizayit basar kumenahu. Rather, they have the following machloket on a limb that does not have a kizayit of meat. L'man damar kasher hakasheru. Right, but, well, it's still kosher. It doesn't have enough meat on the bone, but it's still kosher. L'man damar ra'ori lachila bein shur achila. Beleika, you need to appoint yourself on a. You know, we need to have to be considered ro'i lachila as a part of the korban pesach. You need to have a proper shiur of meat, and this doesn't have a proper shiur of meat. Ravina Amar Kolki Aygavna Late Be Mishum Shivar Etzem. No, in all those cases, no iser of Shivar Etzem. The Beinah Shiur Achila, because everyone agrees you need a shiur Achila, you need enough to eat. Ela Eber She'ein Alav Kizayi Basar Makom Zevi Yesh Alav Kizayi Basar Makom Acher Ikemenako. Rather, talking about a limb that doesn't have a kazayit of meat on the bone that you're breaking, but does have a kazayit of meat on a different place in that limb. Mandamar kasher hakasheru. One says it goes by according to what's kosher. Well, this is definitely kosher. Mandamar roi la'achila. Ba'in an shiur achila makum shvira v'haleika. You need a sufficient amount of meat at the place that you break in order to constitute nisir. And this does not have that. Tanya ke'arba minayim. There was a braita that taught in the nafkaminas here in accordance with four of the shittas that we mentioned thus far. The time you remember right that Rabbi Omer the etzem lotish bevayit echad yechel v'etzem lotish berubo, right, that you eat the korban in one home and you do not break the bone. Al kasher uchayev v'enu chayev al pasul. You're chayev for the kosher korban pesach, for korban pesach that's kosher, but you're not chayev on a pasul korban pesach v'hayta lo shad kosher. So if it had a time where it was kosher, but nifsal b'shat achila, and then it became pasul when it was time to eat it, ein bo mishum shvirat ha'etzem, then there is no problem of shvirat ha'etzem, right? Because right now it's pasul. Yesh bo shiur achila. Furthermore, if it has a shiur, yesh bo mishum shvirat ha'etzem, then you can't break the bone. Ein bo shiur achila, ein bo mishum shvirat ha'etzem. However, if there's not a shiur of meat, then there is no problem with breaking the bones. Haro ilum isbeach ein bo mishum shvirat ha'etzem. Furthermore, something that is fit to be, you know, brought on the altar, meaning and not be consumed, like the fatty tail, is not does not have an iser of shivrat etzem. B'shan achila, yesh b'mishum shivrat etzem. Shlo b'shan achila, in b'mishum shivrat etzem. At a time that you're allowed to be eating, then there is a problem of breaking the bones. At a time you're not allowed to be eating the korban, there is no problem of breaking the bones. Itmar, eva she'en alav kizayit basar makom zev, yesh alav kizayit basar makom acher. So you have a limb that has no shiur in this area, but it has a shiur in the other area. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yeshu Mishum Shiver Etzem, Mishum Lakish Amar Em Mishum Shiver Etzem. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue as to whether or not there's an iser of Shiver Ha'etzem there. Etive, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenged Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Sita from the following. The Etzem Lodish Beru Bo. You may not break the bones. Echad Etzem Shesh Alav Kizayit Basar, Echad Etzem She'en Alav Kizayit Basar. The implication of this Mishnah by teaching it stam, by teaching it just clearly etzem lotish berubo, is to say that regardless of the shiur of the basar, there's a problem breaking the bones. My ein alav kizayi basar. So what does it mean that there is no shiur on the on the bone. If you want to say that we're talking, that there's no meat there whatsoever in any place. Why would there be an iser of shvirat ha'etzem? Right? There's no shear there. Bichlal. There's definitely no problem with shvirat ha'etzem in a lav. Rather, no. It must be implying the following. Echad etzem sheyesh alav kizayin basar b'makom zev. Echad she'ein alav kizayin basar b'makom zev. Yesh alav kizayin basar b'makom acher. Right? We must be differentiating between where you have a kezayit basar in one place, but you don't have a kezayit basar in another place on the limb. You still have a problem of breaking the bones. Amar leh, so Rish Lakish would respond to Rabbi Yochanan, lo hachi kamar. Rather, this is what the Braita means to imply. Echad etzem sheyesh alav kezayit basar mibichutz, v'chad etzem sheyein alav kezayit basar mibichutz, v'yesh alav kezayit basar mibifnim. We're differentiating between we're differentiating between bones not that has a shear of basar in one area but doesn't have the shear of basar in the other area, rather has a shear of edible meat on the outside as opposed to a shear of something edible on the inside, meaning marrow. In makom shvira, or in the place that you break it. Vatanya didn't really rebrite to the etzem lotish berubo. You're not going to break the bone. Echad etzem sheish bo moach, v'chad etzem sheish bo moach. Whether it has marrow or doesn't have marrow. Mani v'kayim v'achlote basar b'layla zeh, basar shal gebeah etzem. And so what do I do with the pasuk that says that you need to eat meat this night? Do I say that that's a reference to the meat on the outside of the bone, or even the meat on the inside of the bone? And then what do I do with the pasuk of you cannot break the bone with it? Right, must be applying to the a bone that has no marrow. But if the bone has no marrow in it, I'm allowed to break it open and eat it. But I'll teach ma, and don't ask the following question, that the mitzvah aseh of eating the meat, which seems to imply even the meat on the inside, should come and be doche a lotase of breaking the bones. Because when it says that you cannot break a bone, that's not going to be the Pesach sheni. Right? And in theory, you would assume that there's no need to teach that in Lo Yishmeru Po, because it already taught that you need to treat the Korban Pesach like a normal Korban Lichol Davar, that all the laws apply to the Korban Pesach, Rishon applies to the Korban Pesach Sheini. And so, why did I repeat this law of breaking the bones to make the differentiation between a bone that has marrow as opposed to a bone that does not have marrow? So it's a little bit of a confusing back and forth that Rish Lakish did there, but essentially what he wanted to prove was that Rabbi Yochanan's diuk, his diuk from the Braita, that seems to indicate that whether there is a kezayit of basar in the place that you're breaking it or a kezayit of basar in a different place on the Aver, still the iser of breaking the bone would apply. That's the diuk from the Braita. And Rish Lakish is saying, no, I have a different diuk from the Braita that is talking about whether there's a kezayit of basar on the outside of the bone you're breaking or a kezayit of basar on the inside of the bone that you're breaking. That is where the iser applies. However, not to a bone that does not have a kezayit basar, but there's a kezayit basar on a different bone within the same limb. Okay, we'll stop here.